Good morning. Yesterday, the House Republican Conference laid out the agenda that America's families deserve. And today we began, we continued that process of rolling out the ways that we intend to fix a Washington that is clearly broken and deliver the change that America's students deserve, America's veterans, America's families. They deserve solutions to be coming out of this town. It's a narrative that's more important than who's in or who's out, who's on top, who's out of favor. It's a story about how we solve problems that Americans are talking about around their kitchen tables every morning and every evening as they look at $4 gas, rising health care costs, and concerns about how to pay for a good college education. Our leader on this and all of our issues is John Boehner to discuss these issues further.
Well, thanks, Adam. There are 172 days left before the election, and Republicans are committed to delivering the change that the American people want and frankly deserve. Yesterday we began that process with rolling out the American Family Agenda, issues that will help American families be able to get through rising prices of food, rising prices of health care, how to take care of their aging parents. But we're going to continue over the next several weeks to roll out the rest of our agenda. And whether the issue is energy, whether it's health care, whether it's security, whether it's taxes in the economy, Republicans want to make sure that American families get the changes that they deserve. And to talk more about that will be
Kate Granger.
Thank you. You know, one of the most important things about our agenda for families and the changes they deserve have to do with just the changing family. And families are different today than they were long before, when it was mom and dad at home and 2.4 children, and oftentimes, most often now, it's mom and dad both at work, sometimes holding down more than one job. 60% of the mothers with children under the age of 6 are in the workforce. So they're juggling their jobs, their family's future, and making decisions about, can we take a few days off before school starts again when it's going to cost me $60 to fill up our car? So what we did is address the issues of today's families. Today's families where, in many cases, because when people are living longer, we have people taking care of their children and their children's grandparents, because they're helping make decisions for their parents about where they can still live alone or where they need to enter an assisted living or a nursing home. They're very concerned about that sort of care. So it's, you know, are my children safe at school? And is my mom safe in the nursing home? And making those decisions all together. Cost of living, health care, are my kids safe? And we're talking about whether my kids are safe. Are they safe at school? Are they safe from games? Are they safe on the internet? In developing this agenda, we talked to those families. We talked to them on a very regular basis and said, you know, what keeps you up at night? What are your worries? And our solutions address those worries.
To spend the next 5.5 months talking about what Republicans are for, what we'd do if given the chance to lead again, and really those things all fall into four categories: securing our neighborhoods and our country, health care driven by choice and patience and competition, pro-growth and pro-family tax policies, and energy independence. We're particularly concerned as we now go toward the Memorial Day holiday, the summer driving season, that the Democrats have done absolutely nothing to fulfill their promise that they were going to do something about gas prices. They had a plan, they had a commitment. Apparently, they really didn't have either a plan or a commitment. Gasoline's $1.45 a gallon higher today than it was the day Nancy Pelosi became Speaker. We've got ideas. We want to do things that bring more energy supply to the country, that bring energy independence. We're calling for a gas tax holiday paid for by an earmark moratorium, and we can do that right now. I'm glad the Democrats did hear our discussion over the last weeks of not continuing to fill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That'll make a difference of 4 or 5 cents a gallon at the gas pump. A gas tax holiday would make a difference of 18.5 cents a gallon at the gas pump. Something families begin to see. We're going to be talking about this agenda. We're going to be talking about where they failed to deliver, but more importantly, we're now ready as we move into the last 5.5 months of this election discussion to talk about what we'll do if given a chance to lead. And every day, they head the country in a different direction on health care policies, on tax policies, on national and neighborhood security, and certainly on energy and any effort we need to make toward energy independence.
Questions?
Mr. Boehner, yesterday you said changes were needed at the NRCC. Were you talking more of the tone, of the message, or personnel? What do you have in mind?
There are a number of things that we've got to do, but we've got to show Americans that we're committed to delivering the kind of changes that they deserve and they want out of their government. And so today's outline of our agenda was to help our members understand that. I've had conversations with Tom Cole about what's going on at the NRCC. It's an effort that's an ongoing and will continue to be ongoing.
For anyone who wants to answer, First Row and then the Farm Bill, these two examples of the New England Oregon Conference distancing itself from the president and the administration.
No, these are issues that members of Congress believe strongly. And when you look at the vote on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, most members, and certainly most Republicans, believe that we need more supply of oil if we're going to help bring down the price of gasoline. And secondly, when it comes to the Farm Bill, if you looked at the vote, it's about a split on the Republican side. And nothing to do with the president, it had to do with some of us believe that there was too much wasteful spending in there, earmarks that shouldn't have been there. Others who believe that we had to pass a Farm Bill, and while it was imperfect, it had to get passed. And so I don't see this as any issue of the Congress being in a different place than the president.
Mr. Boehner, any response to the memo that Mr. Davis sent to you and others yesterday, where he raised concerns and said, at one point said the Republican label's got a problem, public label.
I read Tom Davis's memo. I frankly thought it was well done, rather insightful, and really laid out the challenge that we face. That's why we've been working for some time on developing those issues that Republicans can be for. We're going to continue to do our job of being the loyal minority, the loyal opposition, making sure that we hold Democrats accountable. But their promises, they've broken and they've broken. And I think what we're going to do, and we laid out this morning, is offer the American people the kind of changes they want in their government. They know it's broken. And there's going to be an awful lot of talk about change this year. But I think what we're going to be offering is the type of change that the American people want, and frankly, the kind of change that they deserve.
Last question.
Mr. Boehner, talking about change, the Democrats have been having a field day with your slogan. Are you going to be modifying it?
No, I think it's working just fine. Thank you.
Thank you.